So while Orahi is most definitely an empowering song, uski jo backstory hai, it's not as joyful. Because I wrote it at a time jab main theek nahi thi. I was quite stressed, physically, mentally, emotionally. Ek perpetual anxiety rehti thi. And I couldn't figure it out. Phir jab maine thoda I dug deeper within my heart, I realized ki ye jo dar hai, ye mera hai hi nahi. It is my inner child that is still scared and asking, kya kar rahi ho? Kahan ja rahi ho life mein? And so that is how the song was born. Because Orahi essentially answers a very simple question. Ki agar you could go back in time and speak to the child version of you, aap kya bologe usse? So Orahi essentially expresses both the angst and stress jo ek bacche ka hota hai. Jisko confusion hai ki am I in the right place? Is this the right time? What am I doing? What does future look like? And the song also speaks of the calm reassurance from a future, which is you today. And you can actually turn around and tell that child version of you ki sab theek hai. You are safe and you will continue to be safe. And if you listen to the song musically, har element ko bahut careful intent ke saath place kiya gaya hai. There's a steady foundation of drums and bass jo Rahul aur Ashley ne kiye hain. The violin melody by Krishna, it conveys hope despite all odds. James ka jo guitar solo hai, wo self-discovery ko celebrate kar raha hai. And the bridge, which is my favorite part, usme whimsical piano play kiya hai Denvin ne. Ram ne bahut pyare percussive elements dale hain. And together, they're reminding you that himmat, courage was all you ever needed. And then there's my vocals and Shambhavi's vocals, and we're harmonizing, and that's the final touch, which is like tying it all together. Yeah, so Orahi essentially is that expression of our band's collective narrative. Sorry for the long description and backstory, but yeah, that's what it is.